Our study this morning is out of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 through 16, contrasting ungodly with spiritually mature wisdom. The people Paul discipled in Corinth lived in a city that was famous for its immorality, its alcoholism, and its worldly pursuits. So the formidable influence of the city's culture on the Corinthian believers left Paul addressing aberrant beliefs and practices of an astonishing variety in his letters to them. However, in a vision that Paul received from God as he ministered at Corinth in Acts 18:10, God told him, "I have many people in this city." So Paul was to keep on ministering regardless of the trials that he faced there. This epistle is timely for us who face our own decadent culture today. So we view 1 Corinthians 2, 6-16, where Paul contrasted the ungodly wisdom that causes divisive church politics with spiritually mature wisdom. I'd like to look to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll get into his word. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the Spirit of God who authored the word of God and who indwells us as believers, who equips us to understand and to discern the truth of the word. We ask for wisdom as we get into the scriptures this morning, that we would understand the text under the leadership of the Spirit of God, and that we would rely on the Holy Spirit to obey it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, I want to read the verses and then we'll look at them. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 through 16. "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect," that would be mature, "yet not of the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that has come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God and the mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, even the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not as in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned," or spiritually appraised. "But he that is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised of no man." You'll notice how I've retranslated that. We'll get into that in the lesson. "For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Now, in this passage, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 6-16, does not contrast the world's wisdom with that of believers in general, but the wisdom of the world and that of carnal believers, that's believers who live by the sin nature, versus the wisdom of mature believers. See, if a person knows Christ as their Savior, but they're still living by means of their sin nature, their mindset is geared towards the world around them. This is why an unsaved a person and a carnal Christian will think the same and almost act the same. This is why you see that. But a spiritually mature Christian is a completely different animal, so to speak. He's on a completely different wavelength. He's looking at everything from a different viewpoint than the world does and even what a carnal Christian does. And that makes him stand out and be unique. And just to show what this wisdom is and what it is, in 1 Corinthians 3:1, Paul claimed that he would not speak to his readers as unto spiritual Christians, but as unto carnal. That's as unto immature believers that Paul termed spiritual babes. Carnal is a technical, theological word for a person who's living by the flesh, or that would be, that's a figure of speech known as the sin nature. Yet in introducing his comments in 1 Corinthians 2:6-16, at verse 6, Paul wrote that he spoke a wisdom of those who were perfect. Now, the Greek term perfect for that is teleos. And in this context, it means adults or mature. So the contrast of wisdoms noted in 1 Corinthians 2, 6-16 were the wisdom of the godless world and that of carnal believers, on the one hand, versus the wisdom of spiritually mature believers, on the other hand. So we then view Paul's contrast between godless wisdom in general and the wisdom of mature believers. The ungodly wisdom of this world and that of ungodly believers exists throughout the world, where the wisdom of spiritually mature believers is hidden from all but mature believers. That's a fact that God ordained before the ages for the gracious glory of believers who go on into spiritual maturity. It's interesting that this is all going to become evident when we get into heaven, when we get into glory. The spiritually mature believers have known all along that they've been mature, because they have the discernment to figure out where carnal believers are and where unsaved people are. They're around them. And yet they're not known by other people. But when we get into heaven, even the blinders will be taken off of carnal believers, and they'll realize that they've been carnal. And they'll be in shock, of course. But that's to the glory of believers who actually are maturing in the Lord. So there's a hidden impetus that Paul has in this passage, and that he's trying to motivate his believers to go on into maturity. That way they won't face shame in eternity. That way they also will experience God's blessing in this life. Now, had the princes of this world known of this wisdom, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But God has hidden this wisdom to give to believers who love him and groan him. This is why in Matthew chapter 13, when Jesus suddenly started to speak to the crowds in parables, the disciples came to him and said, "Why are you speaking in parables? This is hard to understand." Jesus said, "This is intentional. It's meant to keep the truth away from people who are not glued into the things of God. But it's given so that you would understand these truths." And then Jesus went ahead and explained the parables to the disciples. So this truth is something that has been around for a long time. God has revealed the truths of his wisdom unto mature believers by his Holy Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even God's deep truths. Just as the spirit of a man is required to know the things of another man's spirit, so God the Holy Spirit is required to know the things of God. And in grace, that's his unmerited favor, God the Holy Spirit then reveals God's deep spiritual truths to spiritually mature believers. This is why spiritually mature believers, they'll read a passage of Scripture and all of a sudden the whole thing opens up just like a flower. Boom, like that. And they get it. And wow. They dwell on that for sometimes weeks on end, because the Lord has shown them something out of his word that they hadn't seen before. That's something that happens to mature believers on a regular basis. Now, Paul explained that he spoke not in the words which an ungodly, unsaved person or a carnal believer uses, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, interpreting spiritual truths to spiritual men. Now, the Greek word pneumatikos may be neuter in gender, and so translated spiritual words, as in the New International Version, which says expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. Or maybe the masculine in gender. This is one of the rare times where you have the neuter and the masculine are the same. You spell them the same way. So you have to look at the context to figure out what's going on. And you translate it spiritual men. In other words, just interpreting spiritual truths to spiritual men. And that's what you have in the margin of the New International Version. Since the context contrasts the unsaved and the ungodly believer with spiritually mature, we interpret pneumatikos in the masculine gender to read interpreting spiritual truths to spiritual men. And the word men here is generic. It would be spiritual women or spiritual people. That's what we're talking about. However, the natural, psychikos, we get the word psychology out of this. Psychikos deals with that part of you which is your soul. Unsaved people have souls. You as a believer have a soul. But unsaved people are not alive spiritually. They're spiritually dead. They don't have that sensitivity. This is why when you talk about spiritual truths to unsaved people, it's like water off a duck's back. It doesn't sink in at all. They don't get it. See? Whereas a fellow believer gets it. But psychikos, that's a natural man. The natural man be he unsaved or a carnal believer. And remember, a carnal believer, a believer is not a fellowship with the Lord, who's living by a sin nature. He's functioning and he's thinking as though he were unsaved. You can't tell the difference, actually, in the function and the thought patterns of an unsaved person and a carnal Christian. They're the same. He does not receive the things of the Holy Spirit, for they are foolishness unto him. And he's not able to know them, since they are spiritually appraised. Anakrino is used several times in this section. They're spiritually appraised or judged. But he who is spiritually mature appraises, same word again, anakrino, all things, yet he himself is not appraised, anakrino again, by any man. This is because the natural or the carnal man has not known the mind of the Lord, but the spiritually mature has the mind of Christ. So this is interesting. What Paul is saying here is that a mature Christian can look around and he can see the carnal mindset of the world. But not only that, he sees the carnal mindset of other Christians around whom are not walking with the Lord. He sees it very clearly. It's very transparent. And that's why he doesn't, you know, often fellowship with that. Where a carnal Christian really does not understand a spiritual Christian. A spiritual Christian, he mentions things and he dwells on things that to a carnal Christian are foolish, but he doesn't dare say it. He thinks, man, that person is just weird. So you have to remember that there is a distinction that occurs here. Now that's to the glory. God has designed that to be to the glory of a mature Christian. So it's actually a compliment if you find yourself sort of on the lonely stick here, even amongst other Christians, because your thinking is unique. And you can discern others as being carnal. You can discern the world as being carnal. You shouldn't feel bad. It's actually a divine compliment from the Lord, that because it's a signal that you are mature in the Lord. So the lesson is, God has eternally ordained that the Holy Spirit teach mature believers his deep truths to their glory, while carnal believers and the unsaved indulge in the world's futile wisdom and view God's wisdom as foolish. Mature believers are blessed to learn God's deep truths, more blessed to discern the error of the wisdom of the world and of carnal believers, and all the more blessed to see the unsaved and carnal believers not even perceive their maturity and actually even view the spiritually mature as foolish. And that's interesting. So the application is, may we rely on the Holy Spirit to mature and be richly, immensely blessed and honored by the Lord. So, like we said at the beginning, Paul is motivating people. He's seeking to motivate people here to grow and mature in the Lord, because if you don't, what happens is you're going to be discerned very quickly by mature believers as being carnal. And you're going to be left out, and it won't be to your honor before the Lord. So you need to grow. I'm thinking of also a parable that the Lord Jesus used in Mark's gospel somewhere. He says, be careful how you hear, because according to the measure that you meet, it shall be meted unto you. In other words, when I was working for a farmer in the Midwest, I was driving a grain truck, and he would dump from his combine, he'd dump the grain out of his combine into my truck. And sometimes it would be neat to get up there and put your hand up there and hold the grain. Well, your hand never held more grain than the size of your hand. If you put out a 5-gallon bucket there, it'd fill a 5-gallon bucket in a hurry, but it would just overflow from the 5-gallon bucket. So Jesus is saying the same thing is true in regards to hearing God's truth when it's taught to you. In other words, the size of your appetite determines the size or the amount of information that's going to register here in your mind. So the smaller your cup that you hold out there, the smaller the amount that you're going to get. The bigger the bucket that you have, the bigger the amount that you're going to be able to absorb. And so we have to be very, very careful to make sure that we're in right relationship with the Lord. So it's really to our benefit, and there's a tremendous reward that is available by relying on the Lord and just growing in him. That's, in other words, relying on the Holy Spirit, depending upon him to take in the information that he wants and to live it out in our lives. If we don't, it's not to the glory that God has set forth for his people. So there's a rich, rich reward. See, God has designed the Christian life so that there should be absolutely no wasted time. All right? Everything that comes along, that we're, when we're exposed to the Word of God, when we're exposed to opportunities to live for the Lord, to serve Him, whatever, those are very priceless opportunities. If we don't take advantage of them, we miss out on reward. If we take advantage of them, to the degree that we take advantage of them, there's reward. Not only in the life that is to come, but also in the life that is here. So may we rely on the Holy Spirit to mature and be richly, immensely blessed and honored by the Lord. Okay, we're all going to open it up for questions or feedback that you have. It could be on the lesson. Doesn't